WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, convicted murderer in custody in Pennsylvania.
Shortly after 8 a.m., our suspect was captured.
Governor Josh Shapiro at a news conference moments ago in Chester County after police SWAT teams captured Danilo Cavalcante in a wooded area about 45 miles from Philadelphia. The AP reports searchers used thermal imaging from aircraft above to help officers with their search on the ground below. CBS Philadelphia's Janelle Burrell.
They had police helicopters circling, but because of the rain, they had to ground those helicopters. They were finally able to launch this morning, and that's what led up to his ultimate capture.
He'd escaped from the Chester County Jail 13 days ago while he was waiting for a transfer to a state prison. Live shots showed dozens of officers posing in a parking lot with Cavalcante, who was wearing a gray Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt. He was found guilty of killing his ex-girlfriend in front of her two children. Inflation sped up in August. As gas prices jumped, the consumer price index rose 3.7% from a year ago. The fallout? CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report is weighing heavily on the Federal Reserve. The Fed's next policy meeting is next week, and it is expected, at least from the hints that we've seen from speeches officials have made since the July meeting, that the central bank will probably hold steady next week on interest rates.
Two controversial world leaders held a summit in Siberia today. Reporter Alex Jensen has details from Seoul.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met his Russian counterpart at a remote space center where he backed Moscow's sacred fight against the West, though weapon support in Ukraine's not been officially confirmed. In return for the kind of rocket technology that Vladimir Putin was able to show off while they were together.
The death toll from severe flooding in eastern Libya has now topped 5,100. The UN Migration Agency says more than 30,000 have been left homeless. Brian Lander with the World Food Program.
People have lost homes. They've lost all their belongings. So shelter will be an urgent need. Food, of course.
A missing masterpiece has been returned. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
3 years after the early Van Gogh landscape was stolen from this museum south of Amsterdam, it came back, bubble wrapped inside a blue IKEA bag. Handed over to art detective Arthur Brand.
It's back.
He's not naming the tipster. The Dow is up 56 points. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Assembly has passed a nearly $3 billion income tax cut proposal, with all Assembly Republicans voting in favor and all Assembly Democrats voting against. Governor Tony Evers has already vowed to veto the bill when it makes its way to his desk, calling it irresponsible and saying it jeopardizes Wisconsin's financial stability. The bill would drop taxes from 5.3% to 4.4% for individual income between $27,000 and $304,000, and for married couples between $18,000 and $405,000. The Wisconsin State Assembly approved a constitutional amendment yesterday, which would require the legislature to sign off on allocating federal money. Democratic Assembly members say the move could delay responses to emergencies, and language in the bill is dangerously ambiguous. If passed by the state Senate as well, the proposal would be put to a referendum for Wisconsin voters to approve. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting,
a teenager, learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you're ready to welcome fall, the Amory area is the place to celebrate the season during the Flannel and Fire Fall Festival. There's a corn maze, s'mores station, flannel dress-up contest, and the Apple River Quilt Guild show, too. It's fall-focused and has been for more than 74 years. The Flannel and Fire Fall Festival, Thursday through Sunday, September 14th to the 17th in Amory, picked as one of the 100 best small arts towns in America. More info at AmoryFallFestival.org. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Of the Republican lawmakers. That's so it goes. Todd Alba did decide to text us who's fun to get a drink with in the GOP.
Fantastic. That's so it goes.
Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Good morning.
Hello. I'm doing well. The three of us are back together.
The three of us, the band, is back together. We are very excited. We get to do this next week, Wednesday. And then, Greg, I think you should come on Friday. We'll get a little taste of maybe you can jump on the producer board on my last day. And Jane can
do it. Ooh, I like that. Oh. Preview.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's getting so close.
It really is.
I got an updated picture of her yesterday, so that was very exciting. She's 6.5 pounds.
Wow.
So she's healthy.
Nice.
She's looking good.
Good.
Moving a lot.
Is she?
Yeah, so we're pretty excited. But today is going to be super fun. Like I said, we're going to start with, I think, some overshadowing news that maybe even, over, at least in Wisconsin, it feels like.
Yeah.
And what
Yes, we are working on some technical issues, Kristen Bry. Kristen is at home today, and apparently we cannot hear you on the air, which is odd because Greg and I can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
And
we are going to be working on it right now.
Yes, we are attempting to efforting a solution. So I'm assuming everything on your end is the same as it was yesterday. Yes. That's.
It's on the radio itself. We cannot hear you. Which, the radio.
Our engineering team is on the way and should be here in about 10 minutes, or so.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, look, when I saw it, like when I saw that Robin Voss volunteered the idea. And I posted this as a response to you, Kristen, on Twitter. I just thought of that scene from Star Wars where he's like, it's a trap. This isn't real. This isn't right. Like, this can't be a thing that's going to happen. I'm like, he just woke up one day. He's visited by three ghosts and he's had a change of heart. It's absolutely. Yeah. But oh, it looks like you're back. Someone said it's back. I don't know because I can hear you. Just start saying everything you feel about anybody you've ever met in your entire life right now.
Well, it's also because I worked really hard on trying to understand everything that was going on with the redistricting case, trying, like I said, to be objective about it. And so now it just feels like I can save it for later.
I mean, well, yeah.
Apparently, Sarah just checked in and she said, I can hear you on the live stream fine.
I'm sorry, go on. It says that someone said, it sounds like you're in the other room right now and Jane and I are on the radio. So for all those texting, for all those who are wondering, we are working on it right now. We are aware of it right now. Exclamation points, not necessary.
And going back to our favorite Chucklemeister, if I may, just for a moment, Robin Voss. I agreed with Greg in that it's a trick. It's a trick. And he actually started feeling heat for something that he did. So this is a last-minute ditch to try and avoid this case going to the Supreme Court. And then I also have to believe that there is a delay factor as well. So we'll get into this a little bit more. But it's about delay.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Yes, I would imagine that it has to do with being delayed and the fact that the pressure campaign was working and that people were calling. And I certainly was impressed with the amount of comments I got from the video I posted yesterday of people saying, I've been emailing every day, I've been calling every day.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, the developments are going to be interesting to see, and I think that I feel like there's just a card up his sleeve.
Oh, always.
Because that's just how Robin Voss cannot be like it seems too good to be true. Absolutely too good to be true.
Oh, for sure. That all of a sudden, you know what? We were all wrong.
We were wrong for everything.
Both sides were wrong. And now we're gonna come together and do the right thing.
Holding hands.
Yes, and singing Kumbaya. It's just laughable.
I bought Judge Janet a cake. I was sorry. I'm sorry. You know. Yeah.
Yeah. So it will remain really interesting. And the other thing too, because he kept referring to the Iowa decision, and because they have done this in Iowa, they had a nonpartisan commission, from what I understand, draw up the maps, and the legislature can still override those maps.
Yes, absolutely. If they do not like it, the legislature can just come and be like, "That was a noble attempt. Very, very good job. We're going to do it ourselves." Because, and then they'll plaster it as, "Well, we weren't able to come to a decision. No matter what happens,
exactly,
we were not able to come to a decision." And that will be the noble attempt on their end. And then they can wash their hands and be like, "Hey, we tried."
Exactly.
We tried.
Look, see, we actually did something. We came up. We stepped up. We were willing to compromise. And that's all I'm seeing now, too, on some social media is, well, wait, the Democrats have been screaming about fair maps. And now the Republicans are like, "Well, we'll do that." And now you're saying no.
Yeah.
Come on.
And that's going to be the other thing that people will say is something like, "Well, the Democrats didn't want to the Democrats didn't want to help us in this."
Right.
So we had to do it all on our own. We care about democracy, because I'm Robin Voss, and there's two things I love: popcorn and democracy. The order of that fluctuates depending on the day.
It changes. It changes a little bit. Sarah checking in on the live stream. The only time Voss can be trusted is when it's in his own self-interest.
Absolutely.
And I don't think that's wrong.
And that's what he spent a career doing, is making everything his own interest. Is self-interest always, whether it's property, whether it's popcorn, whether it's government, whether it's holding on to his district with, what was it, 16,000 votes? I mean, it's just absolute madness.
And so the idea that he's actually coming forward in good faith to do this is pretty funny. it really is.
Yeah, I didn't trust it from the moment. I had a moment of shock. My jaw dropped, and I was like, "Yeah, okay, right."
Oh, yeah, right. Sure you did. Well, I do think that it's really impressive how people responded and actually did something.
Yeah.
And called and emailed. And it should be nothing if not a little reassuring that it works.
We see this in the election cycles. We see this happening with, you know, when we make the case and we make it known that this is dire, people show up to the polls. They call the representatives. They write letters. They do what's necessary. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we move towards something better.
That's the hope. All right, we are going to break. Come back with us on the other side. Kristen could maybe be back. And if not, Greg and I will be here. This is As Goes Wisconsin of the Civic Media Network.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms,
or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
A little patchy fog right away this morning. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 65 today. Our wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, more fog. Our low down to 43 tomorrow. Sunny and warmer, 77. Then on Thursday night into Friday, a cold front will bring a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high on Friday near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen Bry, I can see her. We just can't hear her. She's there. Oh, there you are. Yeah, we're having some technical issues. Engineering is on the way. They are doing a major, major overhaul of our studios. And so there's lots of pieces. There are lots of pieces
moving.
Involved. Yes. And apparently there was some falling of ceiling last night. And
That's exciting.
Band-Aids were involved. Oh, and
Corey Harmon says she's on. You're on.
I am on.
We did
great.
It. I sat here and I just kept my fingers crossed for technology. You know what, guys? You got this. I'll be out of here. I'm out of here. See, have a good show.
So let's just pretend that this is the start of the show. How about that?
Jane, works.
Greg, how are you doing this morning?
We're so glad to hear you. We're so glad to hear you.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So did you hear about yesterday and Robin Voss changing his mind about nonpartisan maps?
What did Robin say?
Who's Robin Voss?
He's my favorite chugglemeister.
Actually, a funny story about who is Robin Voss. I had a family member who does not live in Wisconsin and does not follow politics as much, but saw the video that I had made yesterday and said, my biggest takeaway was that I was surprised to find out that Robin Voss is not a woman. Which is just here because I didn't put a picture of him up.
Also, Robin Voss is trending on Twitter right now, and that can't be good.
So let's start at the beginning. Okay. I wanted to break this down because I feel like this is confusing and there is so many moving parts to both the impeachment stuff, to the Megan Wolf stuff. Like, there's constantly things happening. And so with this new change, I want to be objective because honestly, when we talk about Iowa style maps, this has been a gold standard for a very long time when we talk about redistricting. And I don't want to just immediately be partisan and say, like, you know, this is a trap. So let's try to actually break this down of what happened yesterday. What is the Iowa style system? What's in this bill? And then I have some red flags. So we're not going to get it all to in this segment, but in this hour, that's kind of what I wanted to go. So yesterday, after this has been weeks of impeachment talk, Robin Voss and the Republicans in the assembly hold a press conference. And they announce that on Thursday, so tomorrow, the assembly is going to consider a new redistricting plan, not maps, but a plan. And this is without a hearing, without a vote. This is fast. And the plan is going to be similar to what Iowa does when it draws their maps. So the question is, what is the Iowa system? So since 1980, they've used an independent commission to draw the maps, and it's a model for other states that have started to adopt this. However, in the nonpartisan in that system, they're still voted on, even when who draws the map is nonpartisan, but who votes on the maps to accept those maps is the legislature. So they're still approved by and voted on by the legislature. So under this plan, this is basically avoiding the lawsuits going forward, because if the lawsuits go forward, as far as I understand, the justices get to pick the maps. in the same way that what happened this last time around, there was multiple maps in the lawsuits for the maps that were decided on in 2022. Originally, if you guys remember, because where Hagedorn ended up voting, they chose Governor Evers' maps because the criteria that was put forward was least change. And according to that criteria, Governor Evers' maps was the least change. That got challenged, went to the U.S. Supreme Court, came back, ran out of time, and then Hagedorn switched and voted for the even more gerrymandered Republican-drawn maps. So in this lawsuit case, basically the justices could be the final decision on maps of what's chosen. So this is their attempt, there being Robin Voss and the Republicans, to not let the justices, the liberal majority justices, pick the maps if these lawsuits move forward.
Right.
But it still gives them the power, unless there's an amendment to the bill as it has been proposed and is being rushed through, to have them still be able to vote or amend what gets drawn by a nonpartisan independent committee. Questions?
Will there be a quiz? I mean,
but it's complicated, right?
It's it's very complicated, very convoluted. There's so much nuance involved in this.
And so that's the thing, when you see the headline that came out, is like all of a sudden Robin Voss is in favor and wants nonpartisan maps. And it becomes this very easy thing. Like, well, you guys have said you've wanted nonpartisan maps forever. How are you against this now? Because Tony Evers, the next step after they had this press conference, Governor Tony Evers immediately was like, it's an immediate no. It's a no for me, dog. put out a statement basically saying he did not trust Republicans to engage in this process. And so I don't think this will move forward, but it's interesting as far as the politics that are at play. And I would say, as far as trying to look at this like objectively, I have some red flags. If you have some red flags, Greg, Jane, people who can finally hear me at home, 844-967-2789. I would love to hear if you've managed to read any of the articles or peruse Twitter or try to wrap your head around this fairly complicated scenario that we find ourselves in. Are you for it? Do you think the Iowa-style scenario would be good for us? Is it is that a step forward? Is that bipartisanship? Or are there also some red flags that you're seeing that you would be like, maybe not? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. So happy everyone can hear me. So happy to be here. Happy hump day. Let's keep it rolling. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Special Report.
Our nightmare is finally over and the good guys won.
Chester County, Pennsylvania District Attorney Deb Ryan, after police took convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante into custody 13 days after he crab-walked up the walls to escape from the county jail. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says DEA officers searched with thermal imaging.
There was an aircraft overhead utilizing FLIR technology, picked up a heat signal that they began to track.
Officers paused their search briefly because of a storm. Then
tactical teams converged on the area where the heat source was. They were able to move in very quietly. They had the element of surprise. Cavalcante did not realize he was surrounded until that had occurred.
He says Cavalcante tried to crawl away. A police dog helped subdue him. No injuries, no shots fired during the capture. A swarm of officers posed for pictures with a handcuffed Cavalcante when it was all over. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. According to a WUWM report, a new project from the Wisconsin Medical Society, Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin Nurses Association is seeking to address racial disparities in healthcare for pregnant women. Nationwide data shows black women are three times more likely to die in childbirth and post-pregnancy and face much higher rates of postpartum depression. Medical professionals have cited inconsistencies in access to quality healthcare as a main cause and are seeking to address those issues through a pilot program and grant funding. According to the Wisconsin Law Journal, a lawsuit is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to block the potential impeachment proceedings of newly elected Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, arguing that removing her from office would invalidate the constitutional rights of the Wisconsinites that voted for her. The lawsuit was filed directly with the Supreme Court on Monday, as Wisconsin Republican lawmakers float the potential of impeaching Justice Protasiewicz for comments made regarding the state's electoral districts during her campaign. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change, is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Going forward, Republicans who have opposed such an idea for years now preparing to vote Thursday on a bill that would direct a nonpartisan state agency to draw new lines, a move meant to squash lawsuits headed to the state Supreme Court, which holds a new liberal majority.
Do you see this as a better outcome for Republicans than what the Supreme Court may decide?
Not necessarily. I mean, we have no idea. I'm still optimistic that the maps that we have are totally legit. I think Justice Protasiewicz should recuse herself because she has biased herself in the process.
We both can admit that we were wrong.
Yeah.
But you're wronger.
Yeah, no. No.
Oh, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Jane Matinair is on the board. Greg Bach is here because it's Wednesday, and we are talking about the about face that Wisconsin Assembly Republicans have apparently had when it comes to a nonpartisan redistricting committee and letting them draw the maps in an Iowa style change up to what they've been opposed to for years. And I'll tell this story because I know we have a call, but I tweeted this out. I think I retweeted that this is different. And there is a certain account that is a anonymous but active conservative Twitter account that it's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Opinions parentheses parody. And they responded to me and said, I want to see a TikTok video that's actually fair about this. I'll be watching diligently.
Meow.
And so I just responded to them. It's like, so you're saying you watch my TikToks? And he said, I am saying that. I get frustrated watching them, though. And I wanted to write, I get frustrated making them. So same. But in my attempt to think about this objectively, I wanted to present these instead of immediately pooping all over this idea. I wanted to say something else. I do have four red flags to me that I think should be at least addressed. But before we do that, I want to see, do you have any red flags? Do you like this idea? Do you think this is an actual opportunity for a bipartisan agreement and we can move forward and sing kumbaya? I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we have Eric on the phone. Eric, is this the bipartisan agreement we've all been waiting for?
I'm not sure. My understanding of what they do in Iowa, what's presented to the legislature, cannot be amended. It has to be either approved or disapproved, but they can't amend it. If what they're what Robin Voss is proposing can be amended, then it doesn't help at all, because they can just, you know, they could just skip the whole process and amend it to whatever they wanted to amend it to. But if it couldn't be amended and it was the same thing they were doing in Iowa, I think it would be great.
So, yeah, so I think that, thanks for the call, Eric. And so that was my first red flag, because apparently in the bill that was proposed as written, the legislature can not only reject the maps drawn by the nonpartisan body, but it can change them however they want. Yep. And so he was willing, and I will say again, because we're trying to do this objectively, as people started to raise that argument yesterday, saying not only could you amend by the third go around from the nonpartisan body, the legislature could then amend the maps. They could also just not approve the maps, and we're just stuck with the maps that we have. And so as that objection was raised yesterday, Robin Voss retweeted Governor Evers' tweet and said, actually, I'm willing to offer an amendment to address this concern if you will sign it. Let's not play games and get this done. The Iowa process works well, as you have said for years. Again, I am trying to be objective.
Yep.
I'm answering the call and the request.
Robin Voss said, let's not play games. Come on.
I love watching this, the battle between the jaded and the hopeful. Who will win?
The fact that they're gonna vote on this tomorrow is a game.
So that is my red flag number two. Red flag number two to me is the very rushed nature of this. So the fact that this would not get a public hearing is a giant red flag. The fact that this bill was drafted at 3 a.m. on Tuesday morning is a giant red flag. The fact that they want to vote on it tomorrow is really rushed, because when you think, he hasn't even said he has the support of Senate Republicans yet. Like, this is just the assembly moving forward and not something that they have even talked about with the caucus in with Devin LeMahieu. And I haven't heard anything publicly from Senate Republicans yet.
But isn't it just assumed that, of course, they're going to do whatever Robin Voss wants?
I mean, that makes
in
sense.
In the Senate?
To me.
Oh, yeah. No. The Senate? No, Devin LeMahieu and Robin Voss do not necessarily get along.
Oh.
There's a great picture of them together sitting in the legislature. Neither one look happy to be next to each other.
Aww. Yeah, there's not like lockstep coordination. I mean, think about what over the summer when they were talking about the abortion bill, because Robin Voss did the same thing where he proposed, the assembly Republicans proposed a abortion bill with exceptions in it for both rape and incest. And the Senate Republicans were like, we're not on board with this. And so there was no coordination between those two. So ultimately, I think what isn't a red flag is that if you're going to do an independent redistricting, like, it requires transparency, it requires public input, it does not require less than 48 hours for a turnaround time to get a bill pushed through, but, and then claim, we're trying, look at what we're doing now. We're all on board now. And so that is my red flag number two. But I want to hear your red flags, or tell me that I'm wrong. Tell me that there's nothing to worry about. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Price on the phone.
Hey there.
Go ahead.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. Just making sure. Anyway, right. So there's a couple red flags for me. A, obviously, the number one is Voss proposed it. The other one is that he says to Evers, yeah, I'll write the amendment. You just sign it. Come on. Let's be real here. And the third was just going through Twitter yesterday. There's some guy named Ron Tussler that I hadn't heard of, but he's in the assembly from Harrison. And he puts up this huge announcement that we've got this new plan and we're going to work together and everything. And his body language and his face is so just full of it. It's completely a work and just shows that you just can't trust him. And I don't trust it. And I would have to see everything written out of what they want. And that's all I got. But it's a complete work and I don't trust them at all.
Thanks so much for the call, Price. And I actually have that tweet and that video from State Representative Ron Tussler. He put out the first tweet saying, huge announcement. We heard your thoughts on the redistricting process in Wisconsin, and it's time for a change. Wisconsin Republicans will introduce a nonpartisan redistricting plan based off the Iowa model. This plan has been hailed as the gold standard redistricting model for Democrats and Republicans alike. Republicans, Democrats, and the governor pushed this plan last time redistricting happened in 2020. And he has a video, a corresponding video, as Price said, but then a conservative anonymous account responded to him, to Representative Tussler, saying, you're getting rolled. And his response, State Representative Ron Tussler's response was, perhaps, why do you think we are all of a sudden in favor of something that we were against?
Ooh.
It's like, oh, that, were you supposed to admit that I don't publicly? Think so.
They keep saying real things out loud. Yeah. That's really going to trip them up.
But this is, to be fair, this is what a pressure campaign is supposed to do, right? This is what calling and saying, we do not want you to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. We do not want you to overturn this election. We want 73, you know, the percent of people who want a nonpartisan redistricting independent committee to be drawing the maps. Like, this is what we've been saying that we wanted. We wanted accountability. We wanted representatives who were actually listening. If this is how we get there, because they're scared that this is a better scenario to follow through with this, then let it go through the courts. But like, at least they're listening and at least they're responding, because we so often are talking about how the fact is, because of the gerrymander, they don't have to respond. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was, I got a response yesterday saying, newly elected State Senator Dan Knodel, who basically ran on considering impeachment since he would be the vote for a supermajority in the state Senate, who only won by less than 1%, is sending fairly snarky responses to his constituents who are saying they're concerned with the impeachment. And I was like, that is interesting, because you did not win by very much to not be listening to the people who got you, who you represent.
Yeah, you don't wield that. You don't have Robin Voss power.
Do we have any examples? I would love to hear some of his snark.
I will have to look that up. So while I'm looking that up, let's take Mark from the SAC.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Mark.
Hi, guys. Yeah, hi. I'll point out that the current maps certainly don't meet the standard, but as our Constitution says, the maps would still have to meet constitutional muster, regardless of if we had the Iowa model on, and be bounded by, I'm reading this directly from statute, by county, precinct, town, or ward lines, and to consist of contiguous territory and be as compact a form as practical. They'd still have to meet that standard. And unless they do that, I mean that I don't trust, I wouldn't trust, as I said, just I wouldn't trust Ron Voss as far as I could heave him, or even if I could heave him with Mel Brooks' catapults from History of the World Part 1. Where he,
deep cut, know, Mark, deep cut.
That where the king was, you know, doing his little skeet to shoot, but it is just ridiculous that we would trust Robin Voss, because I saw today a little article that apparently he's requesting a little 3-judge panel of former justices to decide what recusal rules or not, and it just is or impeachment rules or not, and it's just Robin Voss is scurrying for cover now, like the little rat he is. And that, and Dan Canola's lucky he's not my representative, because yeah, I have some rather salty comments I'd be making to him. That And I also know some good ones without making any threats, like, you know, some people on his side are actually akin to doing that. I know interesting ways of questioning a man's manhood that that he probably wouldn't be too fond of.
Okay, Mark.
Mark is spicy today.
Spicy, salty Mark today.
Thanks for the call, Mark. So this, I do have the email from, I will not say who, it was forwarded to me.
Okay.
But constituent, thank you for contacting Senator Knodel regarding impeaching Justice Protasiewicz. Impeachment proceedings start in the Assembly, not the Senate. Therefore, Senator Knodel has no authority to initiate the process. For a different perspective, former Governor Scott Walker released an opinion the other day. You can read it here. And they linked to the Washington Times on an opinion piece because Scott Walker still has something to say. And I guess as authority over this, that people should be considering his opinion when talking about impeachment proceedings. I hope you find this information helpful. I will make sure to pass along your comments to Senator Knodel. Thank you for your advocacy, William Neville.
Wow.
William Neville.
But again, Senator Knodel, he basically ran on this, saying that he would, before either of them had been elected, talking about how he would heavily, you know, very seriously consider impeaching her, despite the fact she hadn't been elected, and despite the fact he hadn't been elected.
Yeah. Well, they can, but see, that's where the wonderful part is if you're a Republican, is you get to do all the things that the other side that you decide can't do. They get to say their opinions on things before they've happened, but no one else on the other side can do that. And by the way, if Robin Voss wants to put together this panel of former judges, I'm sure Michael Gableman is available. We can pay him a couple more million dollars.
Yeah.
I do love that part as well, because one of the quotes from the press conference yesterday from Robin Voss was, hopefully it means that we will take all of the money that has been wasted by the liberal interests suing us over maps, and instead we get to say we don't need to waste those taxpayer dollars because we can adapt the process that has been used flawless wirelessly in Iowa. I don't know what that means. Because that's who's wasting money on lawsuits, is the liberals. All right, we'll keep this going after the break. 844-967-2789. What red flags do you see in this plan? This is As Goes Wisconsin. Got a million ways to say another crazy day.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how? Everybody's joking now.
Devek.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
A little patchy fog right away this morning. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 65 today. Our wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, more fog. Our low down to 43. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 77. Then on Thursday night into Friday, a cold front will bring a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high on Friday near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinere on the board and Greg Bach, co-hosting with me today. And we are wrapping up our conversation around the 180 that Assembly Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature have apparently had a change of mind, a change of heart on who should draw the maps. And they would like a nonpartisan body to draw them instead of the justices ruling on them. And so I had some red flags that I was trying to offer, as I would love to hear the, you know, objection handling to these red flags. And still taking any of your texts and calls, 844-967-2789, as far as how you understand what this proposal could mean. But any final thoughts from you, Greg or Jane?
Well, can I just say, I am so impressed by the Republicans' dedication to doing something that they love meeting in the middle of the night. They just love meeting when no one's around and there's no press and no one can see what they're doing. And it just instills me with so much confidence and trust.
Kristen, I think what Jane said was sarcasm.
It sounded, I mean, we're not in the same room like you two are, but it did sound little sarcastic.
It's on the desk. The sarcasm is on the desk right now. It's just everywhere.
We have a text from the 262. I think that Robin Voss has earned our complete trust. No doubt he's working for totally fair maps in this time around. Scooter in Wauwatosa. And John from Menominee Falls, dear sweet John, once again, Robin Voss is playing the role of the scorpion on the back of the frog. Give him another chance and he will stab you in the back again. He can't help it. It's just in his nature.
Dang.
Yeah. And it's, you know, we are getting to the point where it's like, how do we ever move forward? The trust is so broken. The trust is so broken on what's been going on between the seven justices on the court right now. The trust is so broken between Robin Voss and Governor Evers. Like, I don't know how we move forward. And I mean, the same thing goes for the tit for tat that's going on in the U.S. Congress and everything federally right now, as far as those impeachments. Like, it is exhausting to keep up with. It is exhausting to try to understand what is politics and what is truth, when I think many of us just want a functioning government.
Yep.
Like, doesn't that sound nice?
Where they actually, I don't know, do things for their constituents and respond to the things that their constituents have told them repeatedly that they want.
I'm even down for,
care about,
like, the old Hollywood adage, one for the studio, one for myself. Hey, if you pass a bill that helps us, pass a bill that helps you. I'll lower the bar that far down at this point. But when we can't even listen to a politician give an idea, before he finishes the first sentence, we're like, nah, it's not right. That's not going to happen. I mean, that is a problem.
Well, I mean, because that's the thing, you know, what totally got overshadowed is that yesterday the Assembly also passed their tax cuts. No, I mean, none of us are talking about that today. One, because it still has to go through the Senate. And two, because Tony Evers has already said, I'm going to veto this. And it goes forward to next week when there's going to be the special session that no doubt the Republicans are just going to gavel in and gavel out like they normally do. But it is the continuous, like, revolving door of this is a non-starter. This is a non-starter. This is a non-starter because of which side proposed that plan.
And that's it. That's the thing, too. They're just sneaking the tax cuts in with all this window dressing. And we're like, when did, like, in 6 months, people are like, when did that happen? While they were talking about maps and impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it every time.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones. Cindy from Appleton. Thoughts on the new announcement of potential nonpartisan redistricting?
Well, talk is cheap, but I would just like to say, what scam are they going to replace this scam with?
What do you mean?
Well, meaning they're doing this, but they've got something else they're planning up their sleeves that will be just as evil. So I don't put stock in anything they say anymore. I will say I will believe it when I see it.
You mean, Cindy, you're not reassured by the fact that they hold meetings in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning and do things that are solely for the benefit of their constituents?
Do I look like I just fell off the turnip truck?
I feel like Cindy and Jane would get along. I think they ever went out for a drink together.
we can have a sarcasm contest, Cindy. It'll be great.
Here you go.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thanks for calling, Cindy. So yeah, I would say the only other red flags I had with this, my red flag number three was it's a bill that's being advanced without any support or input from Democratic lawmakers. And finally, it's just the timing. It's like, this is very convenient that now this is when they have a change of heart. When, like I said, the pressure campaign that was started last week, that people are calling, people are texting, and I am sure there is enough happening in the backdoor talks or the backroom talks, basically being like, I can't do this. Like, I can't vote to impeach her. This is wildly unpopular. There's a lot that I will go along with, but I'm not going along with this. And so they have to reverse course.
And we were talking about this a little bit earlier. It makes me really proud of folks that that they got involved and they stepped up and they emailed and they called. I want to have a big group Wisconsinite hug because we did it.
Did you hear that, folks? Jane wants to hug you.
Well, he has not taken, Robin Voss has not officially taken impeachment off of the
understood
range of possibility right now. But
we know we know people will mobilize.
He's eased his rhetoric on the topic. But so this is something we will certainly keep measuring the pulse on, because this is pretty important and pretty interesting to see where it goes from here. But how did I do on my objectivity?
You did great.
I thought you were great.
You presented the case. You gave your thoughts, your red flags. I really like the way you did. You laid it all out there, and you just made it very... I thought it was objective. Jane, always great to hear from you. And it's sage-like wisdom, it is.
I'll take that.
It comes from experience. Yes. All right. When we come back from the top of the hour news, Alan Borsick is going to be here. He wrote an article recently for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on some things that we should be excited about and look to as far as shining examples of Milwaukee schools. We'll talk about what is the common thread between them. Does it just come down to money, or is there other leadership that has it something to do with what schools are doing well? And then we're going to have some fun. We're going to light it up. What are the worst TV decisions that you can remember? So we'll do that at 11:30. But stay tuned. There's going to be more in the next hour. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.